The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to this week's General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All of us sitting here in quarantine still, unfortunately. And hopefully this deal gets over soon so we can get back to racing and fun and honestly just getting some fresh air. I don't know about you, but I love my house, but I'm tired of seeing those four walls. Like, seriously, time to be done with it. Done, I say. Anyways, it's definitely been a crazy month, and I don't know. I know at least through May 1st we're going to be under this quarantine advisement, watching our backs. I really think June 1 is going to be when things really turn around. But all I can say is we're here, we're doing radio today, and we promised you we'd continue cranking it out. Thanks to all of you tuning in on SiriusXM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio, Sports Byline Network, our troops overseas, and tuning in on the American Forces Network. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcasts, thank you. Please smash that subscribe button, leave us a rating, or downanddirtyshow.com, Podcast One. Anyway that carries the show, thank you guys for tuning in. We got a fun show today. Here in hour number one, I've got a big event I'm putting on this weekend. We're going to talk about that. We got Tiffany Stone calling in for a couple of segments. We're going to catch up just on the craziness in the world today. And I don't know what we think is going to happen when we rebound out of motorsports. And then also, hour number two, we're going to kind of continue on with our best of theme from the past couple of years. I'm airing one of my favorite interviews every single week from the past couple of years. This week, Mr. Rutledge Wood gets the anointment as a best of for hour number two. So we got an entire hour with Mr. Rutledge Wood. And if you know Rutledge, you know he does not disappoint anytime you have him on the air, whether it be TV, radio, podcast, whatever. So Rutledge Wood, my guest this week in hour number two, best of from last year, episode number 400. His debut on the show. So that's definitely going to be a fun one. I don't know. We got some interesting news coming out of the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. Obviously, I've got my massive World Cup of Esports event we're running this weekend for short course. So we got a lot to talk about today. That is right. You may be quarantined at home, but we have some Down and Dirty Radio Show for you. And trust me, this is going to be a fun one. We're going to do our best to entertain anyways. So we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with more right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back here to the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And, yeah, you know, it's, like I said, this is interesting times, unheard of times, you know, for our country, for the world. I mean, this is... You never have global events like this where everything's completely shut down, everybody at home. You know, every major sporting event across the globe has been canceled. I mean, this is just very, very crazy times indeed. But we are continuing on with radio, podcasts, and a whole lot of fun. I do want to give a shout-out to my friends Haley Shanley, Jackie Reese. Jackie's been a guest on this show before, Snow Bike Racer. They've got their own podcast called The Mini Moto Show. It's about snowmobiles, snowcross, dirt bikes, everything else. And I was just a guest on that show this last week. Go over there to iTunes, Mini Moto Show. We'll also get it up on our website as well. But fun interview talking about – we talked a little bit about off-road, a little bit about snow bike racing, and really the industry in general and how it's going to rebound out of this. So I think you guys will enjoy that. So go check it out. Mini Moto Show on Apple Podcasts. And I'm the guest this week. So that being said, you know, we're all sitting here. I got this esports team. We've talked about it a little bit here on the show. You know, it's one of those where esports, you know, obviously you guys know. You've been paying attention. NASCAR shut down. IndyCar shut down. World of Outlaws shut down. IMSA shut down. What's everybody doing? They're doing esports, right? They're getting into sim racing, iRacing. Our good friends at iRacing. I do have a promo code over there, by the way, PR-JimBeaver. That'll get you 50% off, you know, signing up for iRacing to do some sim racing. But, yeah, so everybody's kind of been jumping on that. And, you know, TV time on, you know, for NASCAR on Fox. I mean, NBC Sports been carrying the IndyCar stuff. It's been really, really good for the sport. One, because we've got an outlet. Drivers still out there. They're in front of the media. There's a lot going on, you know, and it's obviously, is it a replacement for real world racing? Absolutely not. But it has been entertaining, to say the least, to keep us through this dark period. Do you want to call it dark period? I think this definitely qualifies as a dark period, to get us through this dark period in the world right now where we don't have racing, you know, and it's some kind of live sports, right? May not be what you totally like, but it's live sports. And, you know, I'll take that. And not only that, but I've got an investment in it, you know. But a couple of notes. One, obviously, I've got this big, it's called the Jim Beaver Esports Short Course World Cup, presented by General Tire. It's coming this Saturday. If you're tuning in on SiriusXM, it's already passed. You can go watch the replay on YouTube, Twitch, my Facebook, Jim Beaver. It's also going to be on General Tire's Facebook. And we've got a bunch of other Facebook pages that's going to be cross-posting it. But it's going to be airing on those Facebook pages, and we've got a full TV production. It's 2 hours long. It's going to be insane. And so, yeah, it's going to be insane. And we've got Travis Pastrana coming in. We've got now Chad Reed joining the fold. We've got Connor Daly, IndyCar driver. We got Ron Capps, NHRA driver, Alexander Rossi, Greg Biffle. I mean, we got some who's who of racing and motorsports coming in to do this. In addition to off-road, we got Justin Lofton. We got Christopher Povorty. You know, the Seth Quintero, Mia Chapman. We got some legit Corey Weller. I mean, the list goes on. Plus the best sim racers in the world, Mitchell DeYoung. We got Cam Peterson. We got some Bobby Sands Jr. We got some of the best sim racers in the world coming in. This is like a triple header. We got the celebrity crossover drivers. we've got the off-road drivers, and we have the sim racers, you know what I mean? And we're taking the three of the best from these different walks of life or motorsports, and we're combining them all into a e-short course World Cup, and we're going to air the thing live, and it is going to be amazing. Pro 4s and Pro 2s. We're going to run Pro 4s separately than the Pro 2s. Everybody's going to drive both on two different tracks, Wild Horse Pass and Wild West Motorsports Park, and it's going to be insane. This Saturday, 3 o'clock Pacific time, my Facebook channel, my Twitch, my YouTube, as well as General Tires. Tune in. It's going to be off the chain. Tiffany Stone will be doing the commentary with me, along with Evan Pisacco. You know him as the eNASCAR host, and it's going to be awesome. I think you guys are going to enjoy it, so please tune in to that. It's also going to be on Polaris Razor's Facebook page. We got a bunch of other Facebook pages picking it up, so it's going to be all over the internet. Trust me on this one. So that going on, as that's going on, obviously we've been talking about all this esports, things like that, but, one of the big storylines coming out of the week is Bubba Wallace, you know, and I think we're all Bubba Wallace fans. I don't know who's not a Bubba Wallace fan, right? Bubba Wallace has been participating in that, eNASCAR Pro Series, you know, Pro Invitational, different than what, my guys, Michael Gregley and Eric Smith run in the eNASCAR Coca-Cola Series. He was in this thing, televised live on Fox, and, you know, he's going, he's racing, and things didn't go his way, right? So he up and rage quits, literally got pissed off, said, I'm over this, I'm done, out, done. Literally shuts off his stream, bows out of the race, car disappears, right? His sponsor decides, you know what? No, this isn't working. You're on TV. We sponsor you in real world. We're not getting any value in the real world. We need you for this. He ups and quits, lost out on all that TV time, literally TV time on Fox. They dropped him. Everybody's up in arms. Oh, this is just a video game. Nah, this is the NASCAR replacement right now. Pay attention. You know, this is no different than social media. If he was to screw up on social media, I mean, this is literally, that move cost this company tens of thousands of dollars in TV time. You know, and once something like that happens, like, I get it. It is, you know, you can say it's a video game. I say it's a simulation. There's a big difference. You can go and, you know, play Mario Kart. That's a video game. You play iRacing. That is a simulation. Big difference. They're both racing, but Mario Kart's considered a video game. This is not. This is, you know, takes some real talent, some real skill to do. Not saying you Mario Kart players don't have talent and skill, but it's just, there's a big difference in button mashing and actually sim racing. But, yeah, all that being said, Bubba Wallace lost a major partner in his real-world team over sim racing. I mean, you want to talk about a crazy storyline. I don't even know. The sad thing is I'm a Bubba Wallace fan, but I agree with a sponsor. I do, and I'm one of those. I mean, I my race programs, my esports program, my radio show, my podcast, what you're listening to right now is all because of our financial backers and partners that make this happen. And you've got to, doesn't matter what you're doing, you've always got to be conscious of, you know, what you're doing, because you're not only representing yourself, you're representing them. And for Bubba Wallace to do that, you know, some people laughed, and I know there's the old guard. I was on some NASCAR groups on Facebook, and they're just assassinating the world right now. These, you know, 60, 70 year old NASCAR fans, this is video games, this is a bunch of crap, it takes no skill, that shouldn't matter, he should be able to do what he wants. And I'm like, no, not really. You know, this is getting television time, you got to watch what you're doing. And so I don't know, it's big storyline though coming out of NASCAR. And if you guys haven't caught up on it, it's definitely worth the read. And you know, it's actually really interesting what's going to develop out of that. I've heard some court cases, things like that. So this could be a really big defining moment in the world of motorsports moving forward. This is going to set a lot of precedents, I think. And, you know, it's actually something you should watch as a motorsports fan, and me as a business man in the motorsports community for sure. And obviously the motorsports media is covering it as well. Another little tidbit that happened over the week. I mean, we're scraping the barrel here trying to find motorsports content, but Lucas Oil has basically said we're going racing in May. You know, and so they've basically what is it, the weekend of 7th, 8th, 9th, 6th, 7th, 8th, I can't remember the exact date, but that weekend Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series is supposed to be in Phoenix at Wild Horse Pass. They actually updated the track, running it reverse. They've got split lanes, different jumps now. It's actually really cool for off-road fans. This is a big change that needed to happen to a track that had become very vanilla and very stale. So they announced that track map out there, but they're starting to get a little bit of flack on social media because start of May, I got to tell you, that is pretty early to go racing. Lucas Oil says they think they can do it. They're monitoring the situation, but right now they are still planning on going racing in May. And, you know, I think if that does happen, that probably will be the very first motorsports event to happen after all of this stuff. You know, has occurred. So I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know. I'm saying it's not, but I still think it's too early. I think June 1st is really going to be the kickoff to motorsports again, but I don't know. Lucas says they're going racing, or at least they're going to try to the start of May. They got a new track there in Phoenix, a new layout, and it's actually a long needed layout change. So I'm excited once they do go back racing. I just don't know that it'll be the start of May, but you know, that is a big storyline coming out of the world of motorsports. You know what? We are going to take a short commercial break. We return Tiffany Stone. We'll be on the line right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my partner in crime, Tiffany Stone, to the show. T-Stone, I don't know, we haven't had you on in a few weeks. We got something big happening this weekend, but how's everything in Michigan? You guys got hit pretty hard with whatever the hell this crazy zombie virus is. What's going on?
We kind of got hit pretty hard. I didn't think that we were going to, but you know, we are such a big international hub, so close to Canada, of course, so there's tons of things and tons of people traveling, but yeah, so I think I'm on quarantine day 26. It's 67 degrees today, so it's actually the first day it's like really, really nice to be out. But other than that, just kind of been hanging out and I guess working and doing all the things I wish I could do with all the time I had.
Right. You know, it's funny, like people like you and I, and I've talked to so many different people that, that are, you know, basically motorsports gypsies. And we never spent any time at home. And now we've got, like, all this time at home. Like, I don't know how many times you and I have been talking. You're like, yeah, I've been home in 2 weeks. Yeah, I've been home in 3 weeks. You know, oh, I'm going to get 2 days at home. Woohoo! You know, like, now it's like, holy shit, I've been at home. We'll bleep that because it's a national show. But, you know, you're like, man, I've had so much time at home. And now you're like, we're all jonesing to get back on the road, right?
Pretty much. And it's just like, you know, what do we do? We're so used to having somewhat of our quote unquote normal schedule that when we're not having it, it's like, okay, well, we don't even have a schedule. So what do we do now?
I know. We put on esports events like we got going on this weekend. If you're tuning in on SiriusXM channel 211, you guys missed it. Watch. You can go to my Facebook page, General Tire, Polaris's Facebook page, Twitch, YouTube. We had what we are calling the Jim Beaver Esports E-Short Course World Cup presented by General Tire. We've got Tiffany Stone and I will be the color commentators for this race this weekend on iRacing. We've got Evan Pasacco, who is the voice of ENAS NASCAR. You can hear him on NBC Sports as well as all the Coca-Cola e-NASCAR races. He's also been the voice of Monster Jam. He's going to be the host commentator. I'm going from host to color, and I'm going to let Evan roll with things because he's kind of the expert in this space. And you and I, we're just going to sit back and have some fun this weekend, T-Stone. But we've got, you know, we've got all these sim racers. We've got a bunch of short course racers that you and I are familiar with. And then we've got guys like Pastrana, Alex Rossi, Connor Daly, Ron Capps, like all these, you know, actual professional crazy men, you know, that are on. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of excited. This is going to be your first ever sim race you've probably, I don't know, maybe even watched, but I know definitely called. How are you feeling heading into Saturday?
No, I'm pretty good. A bunch of those names, you know, I've been in motorsports for so long now. And I've actually been able to interview Alexander Rossi, Connor Daly, Ron Capps, you know, and when I worked for Mopar, Ron was part of the Mopar team, and I think he still is. And so it'll be kind of nice to just get into it. As for, like we were talking about with Evan, it's just letting him kind of take the reins on some stuff. And I'm just going to kind of throw in the same things that I would do if I was pit reporting. So instead of you guys being like, hey, let's, you know, see what our third member of the team is doing, I'll actually be there and be able to put some insight in there, especially since we've already raced, you know, King of the Hammers, the Mint 400. Obviously, some other races have, you know, changed a little bit. But what I think it would have been so cool is, like, if you actually get to interview them, like maybe later on, they can always step that up. And just because it's got to be so different, you know, especially for some of these drivers who are so used to driving, being out there. I wonder if they still get as nervous as they normally would just for an e-race.
Yeah. Well, it should be interesting to see it, you know, because we do have money on the line. It's actually quite a bit of money. I think it's like a $1,500. So it's a $1,000 guaranteed purse, which is, you know, $500 to first, $300 to second, $200 to third. And then if you can win all four races, you get a bonus of $500. And then whoever the overall winner is gets a brand new set of general tires of their choice. So it's all in all, it's about $2,500 up for grabs. So it ends up, I mean, there's some legit stuff on the line. And, you know, like to me, it's not, a lot of people think, oh, this isn't like a bunch of people running around for fun. Like there's legit money on the line. I guarantee you they're going to be taking it serious, you know?
No, and that's like the coolest thing about that is just there are some of these professional drivers and just how different it is going to be on a different aspect. But I'm pretty excited just to see what it is. And I guess all in all, I'm just really excited. Some form of some type of racing is actually happening.
Yeah. Well, and we will with certain drivers. I don't know if all of them will have, but we're calling it in-car camera, which is funny because it's a webcam on top of their monitor. And, you know, and as they're driving, we'll be able to pop in, you know, and if there's a yellow flag and actually pull them on camera live on the live stream and interview them. And like after they win, things like that, we'll be able to go and interview them, you know. So, yeah, we will actually be able to do that. Hopefully everybody gets webcam set up, but I know like Pastrana will have them. Mia Chapman's going to have one. Connor Daly will have one. I believe Capps is going to have one. So, you know, a lot of them will have it. So it should make for an interesting element. And you'll be able to go into their living room and see them sitting in their living room with these sim rigs. I think it'll be funny.
That'd be so awesome. And now parts of me honestly want to just get ready as if I was getting ready for a live event or something just to get ready. Like, I was even being like, should I put a black polo on? I feel like I should put a black polo on. And it's like, should I do all these things? I don't know. It's just like, it just wants to push it a little bit more. I guess that's how much I miss racing.
Yeah. And I guess that's what's got me so excited about this. I'm like, I'm kind of doing this, you know, I can't say like I'm doing this to make the sport of off-road better or anything like that. I guess part of me is like self-serving. I'm like, you and I haven't been in the booth or we haven't called races in a couple months. I'm kind of jonesing. Like to me, I'm kind of doing this for myself. It's like, you know, I just want to go back to calling races, some kind of normalcy to me. Like we're going to get 2 hours of normal, Tiff. Like in all of this, you and I, we're going to be, you know, we're going to be doing what we do for 2 hours, you know, like, all right, count me in, you know?
No, and that's exactly like what I was trying to say. Like, I'm pretty excited. It's like, oh, okay, it's only 2 hours. I'm like used to being at the track for 14 hours.
Right. Oh, man. So, yeah, you know, what's crazy too is seeing just the world of motorsports right now. Cause even like NASCAR, I've heard rumors they may come back and only have a 6-race schedule or something to wind up the year. IndyCars run a crazy abbreviated schedule. So is NHRA. Supercross doesn't know what the hell they're doing. They're talking about running a fall series, maybe, and which would be actually really rad. I don't know. Off-road short course, we haven't had any events. Obviously, you know, Lucas changed their schedule, and they put out some press release that said they were going to come back and run the start of May. You know, and I'm like, that ain't happening. You know, like, they can say they want to, but I'm like, I don't see that happening. So I don't know. It's weird, weird world. I have no idea when, you know, you and I are going to be back on the road calling races and doing our thing again. And that's kind of weird because, like you said, like, right now you should be in Moab, you know?
Please do not get me started on how sad I am that I'm not in Moab at all right now. Like, it was my first time that I was supposed to be out there. It was the first trip that I was supposed to go. You know, I was supposed to do this ride with Fox because I just put those 3.0s on, which are amazing, by the way. JKS put the new J-Spec 3.5-inch suspension on there. And I'm honestly lucky that those got done because I was at the shop in Coldwater right during those 2 days. They were teeter-tottering back and forth on if they were going to cancel Moab or not. So I'm very, very sad about that. So I'm trying to do some things, but I found some stuff that I was going to be posting soon. And it's just a bunch of cool, because, you know, everybody just knows me from motorsports and Jeep and a bunch of things. So I have some old interviews from the Torque days and old interviews from the Detroit Grand Prix that I'll be putting up periodically within the next few weeks. It's just some throwback stuff. So kind of trying to keep my mind off of it, but I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, I think we're all fishing for content in one way, shape, or form right now. Like, I was stoked. Jerry from Vision Wheel, we'll give Jerry a shout out, just Dropboxed us a bunch of photos from our photo shoot at the Mint. I started looking through and I'm like, well, you know, you and I had some pictures together and stuff, and I always started laughing. I'm like, well, there was some of me that were funny, and I'm like, well, this gave me another couple of posts of content one way or another. Like, I think all of us, you know, in one way, shape, or form, we're content creators, you know, and like right now we're scraping, I don't want to say scraping the barrel, but we're having to get really, really creative in what we post and how we post it, you know, to keep things kind of fresh.
Oh, no, exactly. And that's the thing. And so some of these things, like especially my TV20 showcases that I've done, a lot of people have never seen that unless you live in the Metro Detroit area. So it's going to be really, really nice to be able to put all of this out there in the world, you know, and I'm uploading them on my my YouTube, which is T-Stone approved. And so if you just search that, you'll be able to find it. And then I'm redoing my website, redoing some other things, so that will be launching again very soon. But just excited to kind of get everything together, you know.
Yeah. Do you have a Twitch yet, T-Stone?
No. What is Twitch? Am I late on some things again?
Oh man, T-Stone, you don't even know what Twitch is. So Twitch is Yeah, Twitch is like the millennial version of YouTube, I guess. I don't even want to say that. Like, it's so Twitch is a live streaming platform, and it was originally meant for gamers. And where they, it's the largest video game streaming platform in the world, but it actually now has become like people do, like some of your T-Stone approved stuff would be perfect on there, but like you could go and talk about Jeep builds and, you know, walk people through Jeep. There's people that do art on there, like knitting. It's become like a live streaming platform for a bunch of different things now, but, no, I've got a Twitch, and we actually just, I think, got our 60th or 70th follower. We do mainly a lot of esports stuff there, I'm going to start using it for some of our radio and podcasts and live feeds. But, it's this whole massive platform, but, no, you'd actually be a perfect fit for Twitch.
Okay. I know I'm sad to say I obviously haven't used TikTok in a while or whatnot.
Do you have a TikTok?
But everything, like, with TikTok. I do have a TikTok. It's Tiffany Stone, but I just haven't used it in a while because I don't know. I want to, but it's just, I've built such a great thing on Instagram, especially with my like this or that, which I know you've been seeing. And it's crazy to see like what people vote for. And I have to update it right now, but I think ice cream just beat cookies. So I think that one just beat, last when I looked at it, ice cream had like 97 votes and cookies had like 62.
And we'll be back with more with Tiffany Stone after this here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Got Tiffany Stone on the line. Tiff, I'm just looking at your TikToks. I've got a TikTok, and I think I just hit 30 followers because I just kind of started it. You've got 1,700 followers on TikTok? Like, holy crap, Tiff, you're killing.
I do?
Yeah.
I'm like, I do.
It's T-Stone approved, or is it Tiffany Stone? Maybe.
Which one is it?
I don't know, because I'm like, well, maybe somebody, like the TikTok's one of those, maybe somebody went and opened a pirate account or something.
Does it have the Jeep stuff on there?
Yeah, so your TikTok's got, it's got you with a Jeep, and it's got one, it's got like 6, 12... it's got like 15 posts.
Okay, yeah, that's me then. Yeah. Is it T-Stone approved?
Yeah, T-Stone approved. Yeah, you're following.
Well, look at me. I'm like, is it this one? I don't know.
I just gave you a follow, so, but I'm looking at it going, holy crap, like you're killing it. No, like because I just started mine, and I've actually started getting some crazy good engagement on it. Like I'm just throwing up some old race videos and stuff like that, and they're starting to get like 500 views and things like that. So it's like, I don't know. I think people originally thought TikTok was just going to be like this music video weird thing, you know, where people kind of, and it's turned into its own kind of weird, unique short form video platform, you know?
Well, and that's, I think that's the way that it is. It's always supposed to be just like Instagram was supposed to be just for photos. And then it's just turned into such a conglomerate and like what it is now and everything. So yeah. I don't know. It's just like, cause I was looking at it. Cause like, you know, there's this girl that's on there and she has like 42 million followers or something like that. Her name's like Charlie or whatever. And then there's this Lauren Gray girl, and they've been on it because they were that Lauren Gray girl. She's been in the world since Musical.ly. Do you remember Musical.ly?
I remember Musical.ly. Yep.
Okay. And so that's kind of what TikTok kind of turned into, you know what I mean? And so it was just like, that's where she was from. And, you know, like I looked at their pages and they were used to getting like, you know, 17, 18 million. And I think because it's so flooded with people from TikTok now that they're only getting like 5 million views, 6 million views. So it seems like that's all left leaving too. So maybe I'll hop on the Twitch train.
Hop on the Twitch train. Yeah. I don't know at this point, you know, it's one of those where it's just, I don't know. I think we got to be on, I'm one of those where I think we got to be on every single platform. Because we don't quite we don't quite know what's going to be the next big one, and now there's a lot of big ones. And my Snapchat I hardly ever use, and I know Proformance Amanda, she uses it a lot, and I actually go on just because she's always posting stuff, and she's freaking hilarious on Snapchat. But it's like I've got one, I've never really used it much. Like TikTok, I've started throwing a little bit up there. Like I'm throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, if that makes any sense. And you know that way it's like you got a foot in the door, but. Yeah, I'm looking at your TikTok. You're killing it there. But Twitch, I think for live streaming and stuff, like it's where it's at. So
awesome. Yeah, no, I plan on doing some live stuff from my Instagram for the race this weekend. So that'll be fun.
Yeah. It's well, I know even like on Twitch, Connor Daly does this one when he's got, you know, the IndyCar driver he does a bunch of sim racing, you know, like everybody does right now in motorsports just because they're sitting on their hands. And he started doing the behind the scenes Twitch feed where he's got the big thing, but then he does like a party chat with him and a couple of IndyCar drivers. And so that it's like the behind the scenes, and like his Twitch feed is you can see the main race, but it's actually him and three IndyCar drivers that he picks, and they just talk trash to each other the whole race. And it's freaking hilarious,
that's so awesome.
You know, and I'm like, he's actually, you know, his thing's blown up, but it's like, I don't know. People are getting really creative right now. I think it's kind of rad. And I don't know, like I've talked to quite a few people, and I don't think this is us just talking about the industry in general, but you know, a lot of people, you know, it's really kind of hit home. I know like me looking at things, looking at value, you know, and you and I, and actually in the industry, we've started talking about rates and this is kind of stuff we don't normally talk about on the show, but, you know, I think it's actually a good theme of everything in general. But, you know, a lot of the sanctioning bodies and organizations have tried really in the last year to try to cut rates, get people like you and I to work for less. And now, you know, and you know, always saying, oh, I can get somebody to work for less. Well, you and I being on the road 30 weekends a year, 35 weekends a year, you know what I mean? And it's like, we don't make a ton of money. People don't realize just because you're on TV, you don't make a lot of money. And so like everybody's kind of tried to keep their rates, hold their rates or kind of bump them up. We don't have any job security. We're not like working for a company, you know, and these series have tried to grind us down. And now we're sitting out of work and it's like, man, you know, it hits home more. Like when we work, our day rates have to be right. So something like this happens, we've got some money in the bank, you know, and I don't think people realize how hard it's hitting people like you and I who are sitting at home and we don't have jobs right now, you know?
No, exactly. And so that's the thing. It's just like, if we're not having jobs, if we don't have all this other stuff, it's just like, okay, well, what are we going to do? It's just like, what can we do type thing, you know? It's really is where I'm at right now. So that's why I'm like, well, might as well put up some of my old stuff, put up some of my old content things that I have. Why not, you know, like let everybody be able to see that stuff.
Yeah. And this is weird too. It's not like out of work because we suck. It's not out of work because, like, you know, a racing organization let us go. There's no way for us to get jobs right now. Like, literally, there's no way for us to get a job. You know, it's not that we were bad. It was just literally there's no events going on. And that it's the weirdest place where we've never been at this point in our country where it's not like we lose a gig and we go and we call another series and say, hey, you need work. Like, nobody has work right now. It's crazy.
No, exactly. And like, that's the thing, like, you know, what we were talking about that people don't understand is just because It's not anything that we did. And, you know, everybody's like, well, you can work from home. You can work from home. A lot of us can't work from home.
No.
You know, like I can't call a race that doesn't exist. And, you know, drivers can't go to a track that isn't there.
Yeah. Well, and drivers now that, you know, they've got into this, esports and the, you know, and iRacing, just trying to give their sponsors some kind of value because they're not on the track, on the real track. And so they're going to, you know, their salaries are going to start getting cut. Their race programs are going to get cut. All these, you know, massive conglomerates that pay, you know, for people to go racing, they're not selling products right now, which means the sponsorship dollars are going to dry up, you know, and it's got it. We're in such a vicious vortex in the industry right now. And it's kind of a scary, scary place. And I've had this conversation with a few people, but I said, you know, 2020 is going to suck for everybody. But I think the tough part is going to be 2021, because I think the trickle-down effect is really going to spiral into 2021, and it's going to make it tough for a lot of people.
No, agreed. And it's just like, you know, a lot of the sponsorship dollars, like you were talking about, are no longer going to be there. And if they're no longer there, like, because, you know, companies still want to make sure that you're doing something for them, that you're still giving them ROI. Because if you don't, you know, and, like, I just hope – events still happen later on, you know, later on, like June, July, August. Yeah. See if that can happen, because I know they canceled the Grand Prix here.
Yeah, the doubleheader got canceled, and my view is, and I thought Detroit, well, honestly, would be kind of the kickoff to IndyCar season. I didn't see that one getting canceled. In my original thought, I was like, by May 1st, things will start getting a little bit better. And I'm like, by June 1st, mm-hmm. everybody's going to kind of be back to full swing of things. I don't know that that's going to happen now. You know, I don't know. It's may trickle into June a little bit, you know, and I hope I'm completely wrong. And I hope come June 1st, you and I are waving at each other on airplanes crisscrossing the country, you know, but I just don't know that it's going to happen.
No, exactly. And so, like, with that being said, it's just we got to make sure we're doing everything that we can to stay on top of stuff and not necessarily stay relevant, but just make sure we have things going on. But, like, the good thing is there's nobody else coming in. Like we were saying, it's not because we've done something wrong or we've, you know, just lost our spot. It's just there's nothing going on.
Yeah. You know, and we can't even solicit work for future. You know, you can't call a series and be like, hey, you need some help. They don't even know if they're going to exist. You know, and I hate to say that,
yeah.
But I honestly, there's going to be some motorsport sanctioning bodies fold up over this, I think.
100%. And I hate to see that, especially because, you know, a lot of the times this is what people do just to enjoy themselves and have a lot of fun. And it's just sad to see it go if it does.
Yeah, I will say, and I'll make this prediction. I think once this thing lifts and everybody knows it's safe to be in crowds and stuff, I think whether we're talking baseball, hockey, football, racing, I think we're going to have sellout crowds everywhere, and I think television ratings are going to be through the roof because people are dying to see live sports, live racing, go and see events live. Like, I think once people know it's safe, we're gonna have a shot in the arm, though. You know, it's people are going to be out there.
No, I completely agree with you on that for the simple fact. I just saw this girl that was like, the isolation is real. She's like, so when things get back to normal and you invite me to come over for a party, I'm not going to RSVP yes. I'm going to RSV hell yes. And she's like, and I'm going to be able to be like, oh, you need me to be there at 8? I'll be there at 5 p.m. Do you need me to help you wash your hair and get ready? Let me help you shave. She's like, I will no longer be the person who tries to get out of social events.
Right. You know, and it's funny because I'm not a big bar person. Like, you know, I will at events, you know, a bunch of us will go out and we'll have a drink or something like that. But like in my general life at home, I'm not a big bar person. You know, I don't frequent bars. It's just not my deal. I'd rather have a drink in the backyard, you know. But like right now, I'm mm-hmm. like, man, it'd be nice to be able to go and just have a beer at a bar and see a couple of innings of a baseball game or go to a friend's house for a backyard barbecue. I'm big on that, you know. And like right about now, we'd be having Saturday night barbecues with Supercross going on. We literally would be having Saturday night barbecues watching Supercross races. That's kind of our deal. And now it's not happening. Like, I am so wanting normalcy to come back and just see people, you know? Like, didn't realize giving you a hug at the Mint would be the last time I'd see you for 6 months, Tiff, you know?
Well, and that's what Mia posted that photo of us. And she's like, I wonder what Tiffany's saying to Jim right now. And it was going to be like, hey, let you know this is going to be the last time we'll be able to ever hang out.
Right? I laughed. I'm like, your facial expression on that photo. That, yeah, by the way, guys, go over at Mia Chapman, M-I-A-A-A. I think it's underscore Chapman, something like that. Anyways, go check it out on Instagram. There's a funny-ass photo of Tiff, me, and Mia with a Vision Wheel photo shoot, and she wants to caption this. But, yeah, like you said, it was, yeah, it was like, your facial expressions are just choice on that.
You never know. I like to have fun. We like to have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's a photo of you and I that Jerry sent over. You're like, I'm smiling. You're full on thug life. Like, what? I'm from the mean streets of Detroit. Don't screw with me. It was like one of those facial expressions. I was laughing.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
It pretty much looks like that. I need to talk to Jerry, get those photos.
Did you not get the Dropbox?
I might have. I just haven't been paying attention to
it. You just sent it like 15 minutes before we started recording, so.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been outside trying to, like I said, it was almost 70 degrees out here, so I'm just trying to hang out and enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah. Here's a question. Is your cat weirded out that you're home so damn much right now?
Yes and no. She enjoys it. She's chasing bugs right now in the backyard, which is pretty funny, but she enjoys me being there. She's always with me regardless, even when I'm on the road, so it's not a big deal. And, you know, I have gone to the lake once last week just to – I literally got in my car, drove straight to the lake, and then just kind of got out. So, like, I didn't have to see anybody, so it was nice. And she's like, where are we going? So it was really cool.
Yeah. I think our dog is literally like, you're home too damn much. Like, leave. I want this house. It's got a routine, you know, for a couple hours during the day. It has its, you know, it has its own time and things like that. And like now, it's like I think the dog's system's all screwed up. I think she's like, I want my alone time. Get the hell away.
Well, and that's, you know, like in all the memes that we keep seeing, it's just like, oh, okay, well, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're doing this.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. I'm pretty excited for everything. And honestly, I'm kind of excited for everything just to kind of go back to normal.
Yeah, you and me both. And I don't know. With that, I think we got to sign off for this week, T-Stone. Always fun catching up. You be safe there in Detroit. And yeah, everybody tune in this weekend. T-Stone and I and Evan Pisacco will be calling the E-Short Course World Cup presented by General Tire. It'll be on my Facebook page. I don't know, Tiff, we're going to get the cross-posting set up so it'll air on your Facebook page live also?
Yeah, of course. Let's do that as soon as we get off the phone. Let's set that up.
All right. We will do that. So my Facebook page, Tiffany Stone's Facebook page, 3 o'clock Pacific time, Saturday, April 11th. We will be having a whole hell of a lot of fun for 2 hours calling some short course racing. So we'll be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Available live online, in syndication, on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, wrapping up hour number one right here. Thanks, everybody, that tuned in on SiriusXM Channel 211 to our Power Hour. We've still got a whole lot more coming at you in hour number two. Those of you on Sports Byline or tuning in online, you know what? We are here for the duration. American Forces Network, we've got Rutledge Wood, hour number two. If you are a XM 211 listener or Sirius XM 211 listener, yeah, you're going to have to hop on over to Apple Podcasts, get the rest of the show. Yeah, we've got Rutledge Wood. We're going to, who knows what, I can't even remember back to what this conversation was about. I just remember it was absolutely epic. Rutledge never disappoints. Yeah, for you SiriusXM listeners, though, please make sure to tune in online. Some of you probably missed it, but if you have, please go over to my Facebook page or YouTube or Twitch stream and watch our event, the East Short Course World Cup. Amazing racing that we've got going on over there with some of the biggest names in racing, all competing in off-road trucks for 2 hours live on the internet. It is it's going to be off the chain. It's going to be definitely going to be a really, really good stuff. So looking forward to getting that unleashed to the masses, that's for sure. So, I don't know. Hour number two, you got any questions, though? Hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media. Love fan questions. Always love answering you guys' questions. So make sure and hit me up there on social media, and we'll get them answered in hour number two. And with that, we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be here again for hour number two on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
And we're back here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, kicking off hour number two. We got my good friend Rutledge Wood on here in hour number two of the show. And make sure you got any questions, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media. Those of you just joining us on Sports Byline or the American Forces Network, welcome to hour number two of the show. Hour number one, we had Tiffany Stone on, but more importantly, talked a little bit about esports, the impact here, on the world of motorsports. And I do want to give a plug once again. We've got that big event coming up this weekend. It is the Jim Beaver Esports East Short Course World Cup presented by General Tire Saturday, 3:00 Pacific time. Go to Jim Beaver, the Jim Beaver Facebook page, Jim Beaver Esports Twitch, or Jim Beaver YouTube. We'll be streaming live there, and should be pretty insane. I'm really excited about this. Some of the biggest and best names and drivers in the world of motorsports: Travis Pastrana, Chad Reed, Ron Capps, Alexander Rossi, Greg Biffle, Connor Daly, You know, it's going to be rad. In addition, you got Justin Lofton, a bunch of off-road drivers, Christopher Polvorti, Tiffany Stone and myself will be announcing along with Evan Pisacco, and some of the best sim racers in the world will be competing. Mitchell DeYoung, Cam Peterson, Bobby Sant Jr. So it's going to be a rad event coming this Saturday. You know, just trying to spice things up. If you're an off-road fan, man, you've been left out to dry. We are trying to bring it. We're trying to make things exciting, give you something to watch on a Saturday afternoon before Easter Sunday. And it is definitely going to be good stuff indeed. I would love, though, we're in this weird time, man. If you guys got fan questions, I got plenty of time on my hands to answer fan questions, especially starting next week after we get this broadcast done. But I would love to answer fan questions, get your guys' feedback. So hit me up at JimBeaver15 on social media or downanddirtyshow.com. You can use the contact form, DM me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, whatever you got to do. But I love fan questions, and right now especially, man, we need some of that content. If you got some for Tiffany Stone as well, she's going to be going back to calling into the show weekly. So maybe her and I will do a Q&A segment together if you guys that's something you guys are interested in, maybe asking her some questions. So, maybe that's what we'll do next week. We'll do a big Q&A segment with T-Stone and I. But should be a whole lot of fun. But we're going to take a short commercial break. It'll be Rutledge Wood for the rest of the hour right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We'll be back after this.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my buddy Rutledge Wood to the show, and it only took us 400 episodes to get you here, buddy.
Well, you know, I was just really waiting. I just knew this is a milestone, and so I was really trying to just buy my time and just make sure that I really made it. So, dude, congrats first off. And it's so cool that what you do makes such a difference. And I've had so many friends on here, and I've always wanted to do it. We finally found the time, so thank you for having me.
Yeah, just you and I have been pinging each other back and forth for a good month now, and I'm like, you've got a lot going on, man. It's been actually a pretty big month for you, but I know I was just looking. You were at Indy, and it's funny because I just was watching your social media today, and something popped up, and I'm like, I've been to Indianapolis Motor Speedway quite a few times. I can't say countless times, but quite a few. I can tell you, dude, I've never had, like, even the inkling that I needed to go to the golf course, but yet you went and saw that. Then I'm like, how have I been to Indianapolis Motor Speedway and never actually been to the golf course? You know, it's like, I think it's one of those, most of us that go there, just it doesn't cross our mind, right? But you went out there, you and Dale Jr. Looked like you guys had a lot of fun.
We did. You know, it's funny. I actually got to go to my first Indy 500. I've been to the Brickyard. I bet 15 times. I might've missed one in all these years I've been covering NASCAR, but this was my very first year to go to the Indy 500, and I got to cover it for NBC with my buddy Dale Earnhardt Jr., and I told him about this kind of legend that I had chased down the year before. So, you know, they call it the Brickyard because at one time it was paved with 3.2 million bricks when they started that place, and I think the year was 1911 when they actually put the bricks down, because it started before that. But at some point, they started realizing they were wearing a little bit funny and they needed to change it. So they started pulling sections up and then a little more, paved the whole thing. Well, they had all these bricks and they weren't sure what to do with them. So some of them they went and used in other buildings and other shorings up, but they took a ton of them and they essentially lined the creek walls of this creek that ran through the golf course that was next door. And there's four holes inside. And so sure enough, Dale and I went and waited around, and he didn't believe me. It took like an hour to find one that he really liked, but it's something that people have done over the years, and it's such a funny experience because, you know, we've been in a lot of weird places in our lives for work and or pleasure, but when you're in a creek that looks a lot like a sewer, it's tough to convince someone that you should be in there. And there's like old beer bottles and stuff. We're all just barefoot with our jeans rolled up, but you know, sometimes you find that one thing and suddenly you're like, okay, this is an amazing trip. I did have a great time.
Yeah. Well, you know, you mentioned that about us being funny places and stuff like that. And I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago with somebody, and you know, the thing about motorsport and just car culture in general that I'm very fortunate about, you're very fortunate about, and all of our friends are, is like, I've been able to travel the country, and you know, and I've seen places in this country that most people won't ever get to see. And I mean, I've been to towns and cities and backwoods and things that most people that are going to take a vacation, they never go where we get to go. But it's like car culture, like if there's an event or there's a cool road or it doesn't matter. Like we'll hold an event there and people will come. And I think that's one thing that's rad is I think you and I both have had these awesome experiences in places that honestly, if I wasn't involved in racing or car culture, I probably never would have been to, you know?
Oh, completely. I mean, you think about, and I know you and we have a great mutual friend in Tanner Faust, and you know, all the years that we did Top Gear, I mean, we got to go to some insane corners of the world, whether it's running a logging truck, which you and I both know there's no way they should have let us do that, or watching Tanner go rally around at some place in Vermont. We went to all these cool places that you really just don't. You don't get that chance to do it. And I think that's what makes motorsports in this country so unique, because we really do find these corners and these places of the country and ultimately the world where we want to go, and we see and experience it. I feel like you were a part of that race that Tanner was telling me that kind of goes from somewhere in California to Vegas, and you guys all just haul ass in your Polarises the whole time. Like, those are the things that I think, man, I wish I had a weekend off so I could go do a different kind of motorsport. But I think that's what I think this industry does so well, is that whether it's on the street or, you know, off-road, in the dirt, there's so many different things for people who love motorsport to go watch or to go participate. We're really, really fortunate like that.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, motorsport and cars in general, it's really cool that it's one of those few things that people from all walks of life, it's one of those unifying things. And I say every, you know, every 2 years, I should say the Olympics are that way, where everybody, everybody can come together as one in the United States. You know what I mean? And it's, we're rooting for one team, one common thing, you know, and there's very few things I think left in the world that are that unifying force. But I feel like cars are that way and racing is that way. Like I can go overseas. I can go to Mexico. It doesn't matter where I go. Car people are car people. And we all come together. And like when you see something cool, it's, you know, it's just weird because it's like all kinds of political bound. Everything goes away when you're talking about racing or cars. It's just like it doesn't exist. You know, it's like we're just all car people. And I think that's one thing that's really special about motorsport and the car, you know, and auto industry and you know, and car culture is that it is that unifying force or one of the few things I think left in the world that actually can do that to people.
It is. And it's funny because I end up a lot of times trying to defend. I feel like I end up defending being pro motorsports because in my mind, it's not just going to watch NASCAR or, you know, watching a trophy truck go off jump. It's everything that has to do with cars, trucks, and bikes and anything with wheels to me. And it's funny, like, you know, I found myself lately in defense of this new show I did, Hyperdrive, because there's a lot of people who think, oh, it's gimmicky and it's this and the other. It's like, well, number one, yeah, we made a show for the masses, right? We made a show that's like Top Gear meets Ninja Warrior. Yeah. And the people that are super gearheads, their biggest criticism is like, well, there's not enough info about the cars and I don't care about their backstory. I just want to see it. And all I really feel like saying is, well, then you should turn on a race some weekend of any series and go watch it. Because when we have a show and a group like Netflix that'll put the money behind a show like this, that they did, to me, if you're into off-road stuff, this is still a show you should watch. In the same way that, like, I sit down and watch every Truck Night in America, and I watch half of these build shows that you and I know are completely fake, because I think it's important that we all support the greater good of what this industry looks like. So it's funny how sometimes people get, like, we can all be like, yay, cars, but then someone sees a guy at a Corvette pull up, and he's like, oh, is he wearing a gold chain? Like, is it an old guy? And you're like, not everybody that drives a Corvette is old and wears a gold chain. Is that a stereotype? Yes, and sometimes it's right. But I sometimes think we get lost in this minutiae of trying to think that we're better than other people in this industry. It's weird because, you know, I don't know what got you started, but for me, it was my dad being into cars, and we started wrenching on anything we could. And so, like, when the import craze kind of took off, the reason it really took off and it was our generation's hot rods is just like my dad and the ones he messed with, we could afford the cars that we bought and we could afford to work on them and make them better. And so now when I see people be critical of, especially younger kids, like, it's harder for people, for kids to get into cars nowadays. Number one, there's not as many, I think, kind of cool choices, not as much stuff swaps over. There's a million things you could say to, besides like technology, and they don't go hang out in front of each other anymore. But, you know, it's like I see somebody making fun of a kid because, oh, he did something stupid to his car, and I just have to stop people and be like, dude, that was you 8 years ago or 10 years ago or 15. We all have to start somewhere. But, like, when you see a low rider who can talk to a guy with a hot rod, who can also talk to a guy with a new Toyota Supra, like, that to me is that glue that holds us all together. But if we all liked the same thing, none of this stuff would be cool. The differences to me is what makes it special.
Yeah, well, and I completely agree with you, you know, and it's interesting when you start getting those conversations, you know, with the different types of people in the automotive industry. I know we've got so many mutual friends. I mean, I've been on Corolla's show, and I've been on Spike's Ferriston's show, and, like, you know, we all have something different we bring to the table, but it's like we can go and we can talk, and I love hearing, you know, like Spike's Porsche, you know, stories, and I'm not a Porsche guy,
yeah,
but I can appreciate that, you know, and I know little enough that we can draw parallels, and it's the same when I talk off-road trucks to him. Like, he's never really been in one, but he can appreciate it, and he loves the stories, you know. And I feel like, you know, like you said, it's just interesting. And, you know, like you said too, I grew up in that generation, and I know it was you know, here in the Southwest where I was at, it was imports, you know, and the tuner craze, and it was also guys were building, you know, whether it be Toyota pickups or Rangers, into pre-runners and things like that, and just bouncing through,
right,
you know, the desert. And I grew up there, and I mean, I owned my first truck when I was only 14, and I was already saving up, you know, from washing cars and my weekend job to buy fiberglass fenders and stuff, and I didn't even have a driver's license, and I was already spending money on a truck, you know, but I grew up just like you did because I was in the shop with my dad, and that's what you did. You wrenched, you know, and you wrenched and you wrenched, and it just gets its hooks in you at a young age. And, you know, here we are. I'm, you know, I think same age as you within a few months, and, you know, it's the rest is history, man. I've figured out how to never grow up, I like to say.
And we'll have more Rutledge Wood when we return to the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Here with Rutledge Wood on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, and we're talking about eras.
And who would have guessed that we would be in an era where, you know, guys like Matt Farah with Smoking Tire, or David, that dude in blue, Tavarish, all, if you look at how people are using, you know, the different mediums that we have, and even like guys like Doug DeMuro just absolutely abusing the CarMax return policies, like, there have been so many cool things that I think when you and I were first starting out, you go, man, I wish I understood better. Like, what's this part really doing? Or I wish there was like some way I could figure out how to mod this one thing. Well, now there's this incredible resource in the internet where so many people who share the same passion are willing to share this knowledge and even show you how. And it's even providing like a way of life for so many of these people that, to me, I just think we've never been in a better place, kind of big picture with the industry. And the fact that, I mean, think how many cars come off the block now with over 500 horsepower in the tightest like fuel mileage standards we've ever had. You just sit there and laugh and go, I don't totally get what's happening, but I love that it is.
Well, and it's funny you say that, because I was looking back, and I mean, my family's got a Ford dealership that's 100 years old, so I've been a Ford guy, and obviously I'm just a car guy. I've had contracts with Subaru and things like that, but I know, like, the earliest cars I can remember that I really, really wanted, I mean, we all had, like, the Lamborghini Countach posters on our wall in the 80s, like, that was
sure.
A given, but I remember Ford came out, I went to a Ford show in the early, I mean, I had to have been 10, 11 years old, early 90s. And Ford came out with an SVT Contour. And I remember I thought this Ford Contour SVT was the raddest car ever made. And if you look
I
up
did
this,
too. Hey, I dude, totally did too.
It's like 190 horsepower. And I look at that, I'm like, one, how did Ford put out an SVT Contour that was 190 horsepower? And then I'm like, man, things have really, I mean, you can get a bone stock Fiesta or pick your whatever compact car and it's got that nowadays. Like, it's crazy, man.
Who would have guessed that I've seen lately so many of the Focus, the Fiesta, there's no way when we were growing up that anyone would have ever looked at a Ford Festiva and thought, man, one day that thing's going to be cool. And then remember the Shogun came out?
Yeah.
The Shogun was like taking a Ford Festiva and giving it a whole bunch of meth, and you came back and you're like, wow, you look pretty good. Like, had the SHO V6 in the back, wide body. The car still makes no sense. I saw one of cars, Caffeine and Octane, in Atlanta, and just immediately thought, I have to own this car. I want to drive this car. I'm sure it's a terrible driving car, but damn it if it's not cool. And someone did it. I mean, there was a time, do you remember how cool the Probe GT V6 was?
Dude, and it had the turbo on there, and that was another dream car of mine. I wanted a Probe GT turbo with a stick. Like, that was, like, the dream car. Now you look at Probes, dude, that was the ugliest car. What were we thinking?
Oh my gosh, I have no idea. And you don't find them anywhere. And if you do see one, you can't. I mean, you rubberneck so hard to turn your head and think, like, what a time that was. When I was in high school, I had four or five friends at once that all had one. And it was like the goofiest non-car club ever. Like, they thought they were a crime fighting team. But man, those were fun to drive.
It's funny you bring this up because we've probably got some listeners like, what the hell is a Ford Probe? Yeah, go and Google it, because you're going to be like, oh, Jimmy and Rutledge are nuts.
Yeah. Sorry. Also, look up the MX-6 from Mazda, same car underneath. Funny. But then they were little torque monsters, torque steer the whole time. I had one friend named Rick who put a single chamber Flowmaster on there. It's the record. It was so redneck, and it's sort of like a redneck Ferrari. Like, it sounded cool and terrible simultaneously, and we loved that thing.
That's funny, because I had a single chamber Flowmaster, and I put that on my Ranger with a 2.9 V6, and that thing wouldn't go and get out of its way when I had 31-inch tires on there, but it sounded loud anyways. And my parents loved it, because my dad's like, I always knew when you came home late, because we could hear you from six blocks away.
For sure. Like, I get that it's like a time of life, but there's a reason I'm a Magnaflow guy now. I could tell you that for sure. All my cars sound awesome, and none of them sound like hot garbage. That's
well, I think that, yeah, and I'm a Gibson guy, but I think that muffler is still made out there somewhere. But that's funny, man. But, you know, you mentioned hyperdrive, and I wanted to ask you about that, because, you know, you kind of gave the primer on that show, and to be honest with you, I've kind of started watching, but it's one of those, I know I want to binge watch it, so I kind of just been dipping my toe in the water. But, you know, I think where we're at in the car industry and motorsports in general, like, this show, I mean, we're 8 years deep now, and we started at, you know, quote unquote action motorsports, and it was kind of, you know, motorsports evolving now, which is funny because I've gone full circle and I'm covering IndyCar and NASCAR and NHRA and everything else. But I kind of feel like Tanner and Ken Block, I mean, those are a couple of guys. I mean, you can throw Vaughn and Forsberg and Turk and those guys in there as well. But, you know, specifically Tanner and Ken, like, they kind of created this whole movement where I think it really showed people, hey, we can do so much more in cars. I mean, with you know, everything that Tanner's done with the Hot Wheels stuff, and, you know, Ken with Gymkhanas and things like that. And I feel like this is kind of the culmination of where we're at right now, you know, this whole thing with hyperdrive.
Completely. And I think, you know what, I don't think we could have a show like this without what Ken Block has done, what Tanner Faust has done, because those guys upped the bar so much, and they were a great influence on each other, even to sort of say, like, all right, I'm going to try this. Well, I'm going to try this. And that, for the automotive side, it's kind of like what Pastrana's done for bikes. You know, it's all these guys come together to try to make things better. Because one person watched the show and they're like, oh, it's like Gymkhana Grid. I was like, well, kind of, it's like Gymkhana Grid in that it's this insane all-out competition, except some of the cars that are in Gymkhana Grid are the most expensive race cars that people have ever seen. So it's a variance. I think what's so cool about Hyperdrive is when Aaron Catling and the guys that came up with the show, they wanted to find something that anyone in the world would watch and go, I want to try it. I got to do that. And to do that, you had to kind of tap into the mind of a kid. Like, you know, you remember playing with Hot Wheels and you'd zoom them around on your floor and it was like, oh, I'm going to do this jump or I'll slide through here. It's essentially that same notion, but on this grand stage. And when the producers interviewed me 2 years ago about the show and said, this sounds fun, like, is this something you're interested in? I said, I got to be honest, this sounds like my, like, perfect show. This is an absolute dream come true, but I don't think anyone's going to give you enough money to make it. And they said, excuse me? I was like, yeah, no, I hope they do. If they do, please call me. But I think this is going to be impossible to do this right, and you've got to have a ton of money. And luckily, Netflix loved the idea and backed it. And to see 28 drivers from all over the world, we had probably 15 or so from the U.S., maybe 14, to see all these drivers pack their car into a shipping container 2 months before, not really knowing what they were getting into, and then they fly to the U.S. to Rochester, New York, of all places, and we took the old Kodak factory and turned it into this amazing playground. It's hard to imagine what it would be like for most people to think, oh, I'll just take my own pride and joy, my car that I love so much, and I'll go put it on this insane competition that's not some million-dollar sweepstakes winning thing. Like, no, they went and beat up their own cars to show that they were the absolute best in the world. And to me, being there, being a part of it, I don't know if I've been a part of anything cooler. Doing Top Gear US with Adam and Tanner is some of the greatest fun I've ever had in my life. But this was different because I got to help showcase the talent that all these other people have. And man, it was just so cool to see it and to see the ways that people would push each other and themselves, and to know now that families will sit and watch that show. And my daughters all loved it, but to see families watch it and husbands and wives come up and tell me, no, I'm a huge gearhead. She hates cars. She watched the whole thing with me. You know, we got through in one sitting. That's a really cool feeling, you know, because let's be honest, sometimes the stuff that we do, Jim, it's great for guys like you and I, but there's no reason that any half of our friends would pay attention to it if they're not into that same love of the nut and bolt that we are.
Yeah, well, and that's a true story, you know, and it's like every once in a while, like my wife will sit down and she'll watch an IndyCar race with me or something like that, you know, when it, you know, our portion's the Indy 500, but, you know, by and large, she'll go away and be like, oh, this is kind of boring. And, you know, and even car shows, and it's just the nuts and bolts of it. Like you said, like, you've got to really be into it. But something like this, I know, and I watched, actually, I was reading something on it, and somebody, it was one of the reviewers, said, this is the show that we never knew needed to be made, but we're glad it was. And I think that kind of sums it up the best. You know, I don't think anybody knew the world needed this show, but now that it's here, it's like, oh man, it's got its hooks in us.
Isn't that true? Like, it's in, and I, to me, I sit there and think about, if you were from Brazil and you were watching this show and you see two guys from your own country battle head to head on this amazing course, it gets harder and harder. How could you not want to go try it? And there is that chance that we could do almost, you could do like regional qualifier type things in the same sort of way that other motorsports said, yeah, come out, try it, you know, see how it feels, whatever. But we could do that same notion all over the world and to give people this great stage, because we've had some incredible drivers on there. Fielding Shredder, who's from Lone Star Drift out in Texas, ripped it up. Brittany Williams, Farouk Kawai. There's been some amazingly talented people that have been on there. But I also love, like, there was this gal, Sarah Harrow, that shows up from Florida in what was her daily driver, like, 2 weeks before the show. And she basically takes the interior out of her V6 Mustang. They weld a roll cage in, and she goes out there and gives it hell. And she had been doing some kind of smaller drifting in and around Florida, but only for like the past 8 months and part time. And dude, she got out there with the most heart I've ever seen and ripped it up. And that to me is what I love, because don't get me wrong, I love watching the BJ Baldwins and Casey Currys and Jim Beavers of the world. I do. I love to see people who have the talent and the sponsors and everything else to make it. But when you see somebody show up in their own car and go put it on the line and kick ass, it makes you just feel so good about all of motorsports in general. It really does.
And we'll be back with more with Rutledge Wood when we return to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, episode number 400. I got Rutledge Wood on the line. We are knee-deep in this interview. And you know, Rutledge, one thing that that I've really tried to do through this show, and that seems like that show is the same way, is I feel like women now, like, you know, in motorsport and in car culture, like they're very accepting. And I know at one point in time it was almost like there's this barrier to entry where maybe there was some interest, but it was just like you're not welcome. But I feel like literally in the, especially in the last decade, but I've seen the motorsports industry just open their arms wide to women. And I love seeing women come out, and whether it be in a Jeep out on the rocks or in a UTV or, in, you know, in this case on your TV show, like I love the fact that women are getting involved, and some of them are great, great, phenomenal drivers. And I think that that's one thing that we're, that I love about the auto industry right now, is that we have shifted, you know, that paradigm. And now it's like, you know, women are completely equal with men, and they have these opportunities to come in and show what they've got.
Completely. Because, and that's, you know what, having three daughters and have them be able to sit there and watch and go, oh, I really like Brittany, or I think Sarah's going to take it. Like that, you know, there's no other way to do that. And, you know, I think that's why so many of us took losing our friend Jessie Combs so hard, is because she wasn't just a person that inspired some people. She was a person that inspired everybody. And I think that's what a show like Hyperdrive can do, is because, yeah, maybe you don't own a Lamborghini and figure out how to get it sideways. But the guy Tokyo that came out from Kansas City in his like junkyard Nissan S13, that guy still ripped it up and he put it all on the line. And there's a huge amount of respect to be given to the people who don't just talk about doing something, but actually get out there and do it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Well, you know, you got to switch gears here, though, because you'd mentioned a couple times Tanner and Adam and, you know, in Top Gear. And man, I got to say, you'd been involved in, you know, television and NASCAR and stuff like that. But, you know, I feel like once Top Gear US hit, and even Tanner for the most part, I mean, people knew him from racing. But I feel like that show and your three personalities, when that all came together, I feel like that just completely, you know, skyrocketed all your guys' careers. And I mean, made you, you know, not that you weren't household names before, but really put you guys on the map. And I know, you know, I've been friends with Tanner for a long time, and that thing kind of came to an end, and things happened the way they are. But there's been fans, like, I've seen so much on social media. Do you guys talk at all? And it, I mean, is there ever a chance you guys even reboot this thing as like a YouTube series or something on Netflix? I mean, is that in the back of your guys' minds, Rutledge?
Oh man, it's, you know what's funny? It's always on our minds. Doing that show with those two, and you know, it was any show like that that has ever existed is going to have some kind of growing pains. And I think that what the three of us did well together is when they interviewed all of us and said, "What do you think is going to make this show succeed or fail?" I was like, well, if you got three people pretending to be the guys from the UK, this thing's gonna fail and I don't want to be a part of it. And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, I'm not here to be a Clarkson or a Hammond or a May. Like, I'm just me. So if this works, I'm all in. And I remember the first day that I met Tanner, I was like starstruck, because here's this guy I've been watching for years, you know, through Drift and Supercars Exposed and all this other stuff. And there were all these like big Hollywood dudes that were there. None of them knew who Tanner was and none of them knew who I was. It was a really funny thing that happened. And then we met Adam and things just really clicked, because we shot a bunch of stuff together before we ever shot a single show. But I think what was cool is that we didn't pretend to be, you know, people that you needed to listen to. Like, we weren't trying to pretend to be anything other than three guys on these insane road trips. And that's why you should enjoy it. So what's cool is I think people got to like grow with us. And then, you know, by the end, we had done 72 shows over 6.5, almost 7 years, for something that was supposed to be a, like a 5-year, 50 show max kind of deal. And the only bummer is really like, there's no easy way to get around it. The three of us wanted to keep doing the show and History Channel wanted to have more of it, but BBC got so lost with the UK guys leaving, and they just, they ultimately, they've killed the brand in a really sad way that so many of us loved. So I wish I could tell you that we were going to totally reboot Top Gear and save it from the ashes. But sometimes you got to be able to admit that like pride is what got those people in trouble. And it's not going to help them get out of it unless they can shake that. So I would love to go do something fun with Adam and Tanner. And it's always something that's on our minds. And I think we've gotten close a couple times, but you have have to also be smart enough to say, like, no, we had an opportunity to do one thing and it was going to be cool, but it was just a little too hokey. And I think we all know, like, the audience that grew with us loves us just being ourselves together. And I really believe in my heart that that opportunity is going to happen for us to be able to go do that again. Because none of us, to your point, we didn't understand what was going to happen. We had never done a show that had the global airing that the Top Gear did. And I honestly didn't know until I got to the Olympics in 2016 for NBC. And, you know, I can't remember the guy's name from NBC that was like Mr. Olympics. He's there with 24-hour security, Bob Costas. Bob Costas had a security guy with him at all times because people were worried, like, what happens if he gets kidnapped and all this other stuff. Not a single person knew who Bob Costas was that wasn't on our crew or from America. Everywhere we went, Jim, everyone knew who I was. Like, way more than at the time in the U.S., it felt like. Because Top Gear aired twice a day in Brazil, and car culture is that important to them. So Tanner would be going to a rally in the middle of nowhere and flying through Sweden or somewhere else. And every time he would get there, a security guard or a police officer, whatever, would stop and want to talk to him about Top Gear for 15 minutes. So I don't think any of us ever realized what was happening when we were doing it, which is probably a great thing. And we just knew we were going to have the time of our lives with these guys that became like family to me. Like, I still talk to those two all the time. And I love them. I really do. Like, they're two of the best friends that I never knew I was going to have. So it's been incredible. And when you can see the ways of success and continued that the guys from the UK have had and other people who have done shows together, and whether it's, you know, Chris Jacobs and Chip Foose doing Overhaul, and like, when you find a combination that works and people support it, you got to be smart enough to keep doing things with those people when you have that chance. So I really hope, and I think we're going to get that shot to go do something that's the right thing, because, you know, we don't want to show up doing something that, like, we can't pretend to go drag race cars together. Like, we couldn't go show up to, like, Street Outlaws.
Yeah.
And have it make any sense. So we'll see. But I love those guys, and we talk about it all the time, for sure.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, like you'd said, it's funny, you know, because a lot of even reality TV nowadays, it's so overproduced. And even personalities, like, you'll know somebody and they'll go on a show and I'm like, that's not really that person. And I think the key thing with Top Gear is that let your guys' personality shine. They never directed you, hey, you need to act this way. You need to be this guy. You need to do this. You know, I think that's what made that a success. And you look at other shows that have done that. And I even look at the stuff that, like, you and Dale Jr. do on NBC. And it's funny because I think fans are really getting to get to see the side of Dale Jr. now, you know, the real Dale Jr. And, you know, and I think that's what's special about, you know, just the things that you guys have been able to do together. And I think fans really attach themselves to that. I think that's really a key piece of what made Top Gear was the fact that they just let you guys be you.
And you know what? I think what's happening in, like, I think retroactively there are a lot of people that are like, oh, Top Gear scripted and it's this, that. They was like, well, number one, we didn't have a single script. They never handed us anything to read. Now, I think people were confusing the notion of, like, it's definitely a show that's produced. Like, there was a reason, like, I love Roadkill, but there's a reason that Roadkill wasn't on TV for the longest time, because that was a absolute natural arc of these two friends. It's David and Mike, and they're going to go do something stupid, and you're going to see what happens. There's a reason a show like that hasn't worked on TV previously, because you've got to have stuff that keeps people interested in everything else. Now, I've watched almost all the shows they've done, so the difference is they were people that would have a plan. But, like, most of the time they'd call us and say, hey, you got $3,000, you need to go 150 miles an hour. What do you want? And I would get on Craigslist and just start sending links, because I'd be covering a race somewhere, or, you know, Tanner would be in another country, Adam would be acting in New York, whatever it was. And then we show up, and this is what happened. So what was cool is that I think people are having a better appreciation for, man, we got a lot of stuff done on that show and did some really cool things. I think that if you weren't totally paying attention, you'd be like, no, I know, I'll watch it. Like, they're having fun, whatever. And now you look back and go, wow, you drove to the top of a glacier in Iceland, and it doesn't make any sense. And, like, we got up to the top, and the whole time they thought, all right, if this thing goes off, if this volcano with the glacier on top goes off, you have 3 hours to get down before it's, like, mass chaos. Because it's also going to create a flood, of course, underneath. And I was like, 3 hours? It took 2.5 days to get up here. what am I going to do with 3 hours? Yeah. You know, like that. I look back and the stuff that we did is just ridiculous. But I love that people still watch, whether it's on YouTube or Hulu or this far. Like, that's a cool thing. But those same people, because Tanner helped design a lot of the courses for Hyperdrive. And a lot of people, the number one reaction I got from people is, the show is awesome. When are you going to do something with Adam and Tanner? So it warmed my heart to see that. And, of course, a lot of people saying, when season two, I want to try out. That, to me, is rad. Because, like, tell me, once you see it, I believe that you would want to get out there and give it a shot and rip it up. I know you'd do great.
Yeah. No, I think everybody does. That's what's great about it. It's one of those where people see that. And I think that's what's been key with any motorsports that's been a success, and is people see it and they go, hey, I can go and do that too. And I think, you know, that's the thing with Polaris Razor, you know, is it's welcoming to everybody. That's the thing with just about, you know, any of these motorsports that really, I think drifting for one, you know, people know, hey, I can go and do that. I can take my car and learn to drift, you know. And I think Hyperdrive is one of those, you know, it's one of those rarities, the anomalies where, you know, you and I watch a Top Fuel car and we know we can't do that. But I watch Hyperdrive and I go, oh, I can do that too. And that's what brings people in by, you know, the masses.
Totally.
So
I think that's what makes it work.
Yeah, exactly. So that being said, we are almost to the 3-segment time break here, buddy. What do you got next? I know NASCAR, it is playoff time, my friend. You know, I know you got some filming and stuff. What's coming up for you in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I'm working on another show for Netflix, and I'm not allowed to tell you what it is yet, but it'll be awesome. Hopefully we get to hear some good news on Hyperdrive soon. And yeah, NASCAR on NBC is heating up. We got our, you know, the field set for our 16 people running for the championship. So now we got 10 more races to see how all this stuff's going to shake out. But I'm bummed, man. Jimmy Johnson didn't make it. I know that would have been awesome, but I got a feeling we're going to see maybe Denny Hamlin. It's been an insane year for him. Maybe even Kyle Busch. I don't know who we're gonna pick, but it's gonna be an awesome year. That's for sure.
Yeah, I gotta say, as a guy that knows both of Jimmy's brothers and how much work that Jarrett put into getting his old off-road truck back together, the entire off-road community was so stoked on Jimmy Johnson bringing back the old Chevy Lightning for theme for Darlington, and the video he put out with the old off-road truck.
How cool was that?
I swear the entire off-road industry was literally on cloud nine because of that. Like, I know Jimmy's still friends with a lot of people in the industry. He hasn't been back in a while, and rightfully so. He's trying to become the greatest NASCAR driver of all time.
Right.
But dude, like, that was so, so rad. I mean, it gave me goosebumps because I grew up, my dad raced against Jimmy in class 8, and then to see him bring that truck back, it was like so rad.
And Jarrett, man, he did such a ridiculous job. That thing, you know, to dig around and find period correct parts and to rebuild that truck the way they did. And we got to give credit to Ally Bank. The fact that they said, no, totally, we make it exactly like you had it. Because a lot of these companies get in there and they're like, yeah, let's do a throwback. And it doesn't look anything like what they're throwing back to. But, you know, that truck, without that truck, we would have never had Jimmy Johnson in NASCAR, is the truth. So to me, it's not only a piece of off-road history, it's a piece of NASCAR history. And that's what I loved about seeing it there in Darlington. Was just the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. And now I know everybody's already talking, oh, hopefully Jimmy takes it to the Nora Mexican 1000, you know, the vintage race, and takes it down there so we can see him run that. And I got to think that's on his radar at some point. So we'll see.
He's got to be. He's so cool, man. I know he'd do it.
Yeah, dude, I'm sure he is. And like I said, I know he's still friends with a lot of people in the industry. And I can tell you, we'd welcome him back with open arms anytime he wanted to come back. And I'm sure Robbie Gordon would give him a little rub here and there, too. So it'll be fun to have him back.
You know it.
Yeah, Jimmy versus Robbie in the desert once again. Wouldn't that be a storyline, man?
I'd be there. I'd be on the front row.
Yeah, I think both of us would. Oh, man. Rutledge, dude, thank you for taking the time for episode number 400, buddy. I can promise you it won't be 400 episodes before we do it again, man.
Amen. Hey, congratulations. Thanks for having me. So proud of you, man. Thanks for doing what you do. This is such a cool thing to be a part of, and you're a legend. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you, buddy, and I'm sure we'll see you out at that General Continental Tire party at SEMA once again, right?
Yes, I can't wait. See you there.
How rad is Rutledge Wood? Man, so special to have him on the show here to celebrate episode number 400. We're going to wrap things up when we return here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris RZR brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris RZR because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris RZR because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team RZR because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris RZR because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris RZR because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRZR.com or follow at Polaris RZR on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RZRLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris RZR. Wrapping up the show, thanks Rutledge Wood, thanks Tiffany Stone for calling in, thanks to all of you guys for tuning in, whether it was Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211, Sports Byline, American Forces Network, Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, or downanddirtyshow.com. Thank you guys for the continued support, and we will continue to rock and roll here. Those of you looking for that promo code there for iRacing, it's PR-JimBeaver. That'll get you 50% off your new iRacing subscription. Also, we've got one there at Dirtfish Rally School, JimBeaver15. That will get you 15% off at Dirtfish Rally School. Big thanks to General Tire, Polaris RZR, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish Rally School, Optimus Starters, and also our good friends there at RacingJunk.com, iRacing, GSP XTV Axles, everybody who continues to support the show. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Upcoming events, you know, that's normally where we give that plug in. Yeah, we got nothing for you. But we do have a ton of racing on iRacing. IRX, I've got my team. We got Cabot Bigham will be racing for my team there on IRX. Then moving forward into Saturday, we've got the JimBeaver Esports eShort Course World Cup. That will be televised there on my Facebook, Twitch, and YouTube, as well as General Tires. And then moving into next week, we've got eNASCAR, the Coca-Cola eNASCAR series. We got my drivers, Michael Grigley and Eric Smith. They will be competing there on the iRacing network. So lots of racing coming at you. You know, it's just esports racing, right? But we'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris RZR.